careful the love you show. Because when you get to a certain level, you're going to be too busy to continue to show it.
Oh, my God.
And then people going to start looking at you a certain way. And it's not that you changing on them or anything. You just, you building, you like you growing. You got things going on that they don't understand. So it's crazy because it's like the same shit that'll build you up.
And try to space you blew my face off. I don't take no days off. Too many y'all niggas laid up, and that's why y'all niggas laid off. Nigga did me dirty when I fell off, but I ain't write no tell all. My book giving you game, nigga. I ain't gotta write about lame niggas. And if you love that lame nigga, I'm still talking about the same nigga. What you know about college educated and still had to sell cocaine, nigga? What you know about before the fame? Me and Steve still blowing in the flame, nigga. Son of Atlanta, I am a product of grandma and grandpa. The drunker I get, in the slumber I get, and you hit every west side Atlanta. Yeah, I went to Dub, I know the plug. I know the preachers and I know the thug. Don't give a damn, don't give a fuck. Rolling a 7-2 cutlass. Polo T with the bucket. Attitude still on fucked it. I refrain from that fuck shit. I'm all about big bucks, bitch. Niggas wanna move like rap niggas. Me, I wanna move like Rob Smith. Fuck that rap and trap shit. I'm a landlord, bitch. Pay rent. Pay rent. Pay rent.
Right on that thing. Yep, it's gonna come out like that. Yeah, just like this, like that.
Just
hey,
like that.
Welcome to another episode of That's Part of It podcast. Let's your homeboy Corey Moe and my partner T. Will.
What's happening?
You know,
happening?
I already know how we coming. Like same shit.
I'm one of the baddest motherfuckers of all time. Ooh. One of the best singers, one of the best looking motherfuckers you've ever seen.
That's how you feel.
That's how I feel today, man. Ooh. We coming with a bunch of energy. We're going to talk about Subgate.
Titanic.
Now, first of all, we're going to be respectful because the people that was in there, they passed away. I want to say shout out to their families.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Everybody that was, they say, in case y'all don't know what we're talking about and y'all been under the rock.
People haven't. You don't even need to explain. I bet you everybody knows what's going on.
Everybody listening to this show should know about the infamous submarine that they took. And they got ready to take it down to the, I think it was in the northeast, somewhere near Canada.
Somewhere deep sea,
and they was going to see the Titanic, the ruins of the Titanic. And I just be trying to figure out, I mean, like, what's the significance of seeing the Titanic through that little goddamn window they would have had in the submarine?
That's what I'm saying. They was just rich and bored, and that's what happened. Like, when people get too much money and they ain't got nothing else to do, and they're not thinking of, like, really helping people. Y'all use $250,000 a piece to go down deep sea diving when, like, there's people starving. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't know. Get bored and help some people. But, I mean, my condolences to the fam, you know. But what they're saying that there's remnants of body parts. What else?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how the fuck they found body parts in the goddamn ocean. I would have thought that shit would have washed. It's salt, too. So it's
some
little,
down there. Some ate
that motherfucker. Some, like, they found it against it. The only thing they might have found against the boy, maybe a shark was holding it up while they was eating them. You know, talking about how you eat on a tray and the plate keep moving, and you be like, God damn, let me pull my goddamn plate back here. That's probably what they was doing. Shark was just flipping around, eating their ass. And this is, listen, we gonna make it funny. We if it was my uncle or my granddad or something like that, I would be very, very upset.
Yeah,
but it wasn't. And I don't know why y'all paid that money down there. Like, why white people got to see everything, though? Like, everything.
Every single thing. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just not happening. But, like,
I can't blame it all on white people, though.
Exactly.
Y'all Indians seem to be in the mix. Pakistani or whatever y'all is. Why are y'all going on these trips with white folk like that?
Take this for what it is, like, y'all. Like, next time, this should be, like, you know, an example. Just take y'all money and put it towards something else. Don't put it towards nothing.
How you gonna tell somebody?
I don't know.
Put your money towards something. They should have bought some J's.
Dang, man. A thousand people,
yeah,
some J's.
Yeah, motherfuckers,
man,
don't care. They ain't got nothing to do. But they paid $250 each. So homeboy who came with the,
and
the
16-year-old that didn't even look like he wanted to go.
Nah, he look like that on all his pictures. All them emo kids look like that now. They don't look like they want to go. No guy that was like, like, motherfucker, you finna go under the sea with Sebastian and them.
Man,
but they left you down there with goddamn Thor. Who's the nigga who run the sea? Not Thor. What? That's the Thor, lightning. Well, I'm Aquaman. Greek mythology. Who Aquaman daddy is?
Super aqua nigga.
No, it's super aqua something. It's supposed to be something. Aquaman daddy used to be down there. He probably down there with them now. But anyways, though, they was talking about, you know, let me tell you something. They should have never gave y'all niggas information. Because now y'all making them shit talking about these motherfuckers went into a different time dimension. They said they woke up at one of Kobe Bryant games. All kind of bullshit.
All kind of bullshit.
Like, bro, y'all don't have nothing else to like everything conspiracy.
But you saying that just proves my point. Like, they put stories out there like this to deter people from what's really going on. Like, everybody blew up. Like, everybody's attention was to this story about billionaires that none of y'all even know. They don't care, like, about y'all at all.
Yep.
And did you see that they approved lab chicken?
Yeah, I saw that approved the lab chicken for us.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's creating crazy. Creating food
from animal cells. I seen that one. Well, which they've been doing for a while. I mean, the Asians had a jump start on us.
They did.
That's for one.
But now they're putting it out there, man. That's crazy.
Now they're putting it out there. You saw the other thing. They said they indicted Hunter Biden through all this other stuff. They had a lot of federal charges. There was a lot of backpedaling in the White House. Right. I'm not going to say too much because I don't want no folk knocking on my door. So we're going to keep that shit moving. And then they said they had one more distraction. What happened?
There was a boat with 350 immigrants. They were immigrants, and then when I read the article, so I dug deep into it. They were actually being, like, they were captured under their will, human trafficking. But the boat sank. It was a bunch of
really
Pakistan. Yeah.
Damn, I ain't even seen.
Yeah,
they were like refugees.
Definitely immigrants, but it said that there was some type of human trafficking going on. Like, they were held against their will, but the whole sink is gone.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Like,
they say Suki with the good coochie got a train running her about midgets too.
And they're not even talking about, like, that's
I'm just playing. But they not, you thought I was gonna talk about her twerking on the 10-year-old.
But I was gonna say, no, shit, that people ain't
submarine
even,
was more important than any of that
any
shit.
Any of that shit, man.
And she accepted his apology. That was so nice of you, Suki. After you threatened Drewski to eat his butt live on stage. That was so nice of you.
What's wrong with these women?
After you threatened, you told Charlemagne that he probably liked to get done in his butt and all type of stuff. That was so nice of you. None of this what you said means that you deserve to be disrespected. Let's just say that out the way.
Right, for sure.
None of this is what your persona is means you deserve to be disrespected. But get ready to be disrespected.
Right.
They gonna look at you like ever you came out, you out there running around with a leash around your neck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a leash around your neck and letting people hold on to you while you singing in a rap video. You seen her with Homeboy. What's Homeboy that used to, who used to be running around with 50 Cent in? I don't know. I can't remember. Little light skinned dude, man.
Lloyd Banks?
No, man. Look at that. We talking
about the only light skinned
dude. We talking about Homeboy. Who the little savage dude is? I don't know. They call him a little savage dude.
He a rapper?
Yeah, he a rapper. He one of them younger rappers. Anyways, though, he had hooked up with Suki and this other. What's the new girl? The sexy. What's her name? Sexy Red. That want to talk about her booty hole brown.
Oh, my pussy pink.
The my booty hole brown. What kind
I don't of, even know why I just.
And
that
shit
like
took
that.
Off.
Took off.
And they talking about this shit similar to gold all over. I said, this ain't got nothing to do with gold all over
but
my feet.
They're
bruh.
Talking about the melody, like probably like it being like a hit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But her
like
booty hole brown.
That's probably the
what
truth.
What the fuck, man?
She almost had me finna look at my bitch shit brown.
She
like,
told everybody.
I ain't gonna lie,
on
like
social,
she started some shit.
She told everybody she got chlamydia two or three times.
Well, I mean,
that's okay, but that's your business.
That's your business. I don't
that's
know
your
why
business.
You
why
it
you told
like
everybody?
Weird, but
then you, I mean,
appreciate
it's
it,
an obvious wig. She had the whole crowd. First of all, I saw the BET Awards. Shout out to the BET Awards. It didn't have no hosts, but I thought it was straight. You know what I'm saying?
It
I kind of enjoyed it.
Why didn't why you think they didn't advertise it? Like,
I have no hosts. That's because Tyler Perry just bought it. Nobody got time for all that shit. Right. We gotta get all the advertising dollars we can. Then we'll build it up to be something big. Next year, I think he's probably gonna have that shit next year. BET Awards, I don't know where it's gonna be at, but it probably be in the same location. But you know, Tyler gonna make it into a production. I will say that though.
Would it be top 10 like BET Awards of all time?
Top 10 what?
BET Awards.
The one,
like,
that, just the one that just came on?
The one that just came on. Like, should that be, like, yeah, the standard of what the BET Awards should 10, be from now on? Like, the that?
Nah, they just, what BET basically did was plugged in a lot of slots.
Yeah.
You know, you got slots where the usually the host would kind of go back and forth and do, right, like a little a monologue, so to speak.
Okay.
They just, all they did was every time it was time for a comedian to have a monologue, they were like, oh, okay, we got Soulja Boy. I know, hey, y'all ain't seen him in years. We got Marley Marl.
Right.
Who the fuck is Kid and Play?
Yeah.
We got motherfucking, the Franchise Boy gonna come up here and do a lean with it, rock with it for a goddamn 10 seconds on y'all ass, and we gonna go, right, sit there back there. All they did was substitute monologues with bullshit.
Was that a good, like, well, yeah, strategy? Do you feel like it worked? Like, it distracted people from really having a, like, host?
Yes, it kept R. Kelly out of jail for years. Why the fuck would it work with BET? That shit, all you had to do, that motherfucker, every time you try to put him in jail, he's like, yeah. Turn in. I'm like, nah, we won't get that nigga 4 more years, bro. Hey, that shit, right.
Add that shit on there.
Man. That was one of the news. So, BET Awards, it was good. You know, we love a good, I mean, I love the celebration.
What was your favorite performance?
My favorite performance had to be, man, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. I will almost have to say I really dug the Redman performance. Okay, I like when he came out. I really dug, it was so many different performers that came out. I enjoyed the Busta Rhymes.
I enjoyed
the Busta Rhymes.
Yeah,
I think he got away. Like, it's almost like, did you run out of songs? How you gonna do a versus? First of all, Busta Rhymes was out of breath when he came up there. Busta Rhymes,
he was emotional, man. Give that man, listen, it took him a minute to get to his got to it, man.
Listen, Split Stars got more energy than him. He was out there doing all the dances.
Look, he a big nigga, man.
Who, Busta? He lost some of that weight.
But he's still big. I don't know if you on steroids. If he was on steroids, all that shit make everything big. But, like, he was big and he was emotional. That's why he was out of breath.
Yeah, he was tripping.
He was staring at her. He was like this.
Busta Rhymes, he went up there and dabbed somebody
staring
up. So they,
at, staring
yeah, he
hard
dabbed somebody up just to catch
her,
his,
like,
breath
this
for a second. He was like, how you doing? Right. I'm like, bruh, if you don't get your head back on stage and finish this shit out.
Though.
Yeah, he did his shit. So BET Awards.
He sent a message too. I hope y'all listen to it. Like,
yeah, he sent a dope
come
message.
Together, man. Look, at the end of the day, beef wasn't like that back then.
Mm-mm.
You think niggas was getting killed over, like, rap beef like 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah,
behind closed doors.
Like, you got Big L, you got people who was shot. I mean, it might have been mixed in with street shit, though, but yeah, you got people that was really getting knocked out of there over some street shit. Like, don't be careful how you know.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Murders and all this chaos that y'all see now, it never changed. It's got a little worse. Y'all say, like, rappers are promoting this, that, and the third. I'm like, rappers not promoting no more than what crack was doing. It's up to your choice whether or not you partaking in it or not. Crack was doing the same thing. So
I want to start asking, like, is it really the rapper's fault, though? Because is it the rapper's fault that that's what really the fans want to hear? Because, like I said last time, like on the last part, my homeboy, you know, I ain't gonna say his name, but he was just like, man, positive rap is just not in.
What he do? Let me ask you a question. I'm gonna pivot. I'm gonna show you how I'm gonna contest that. What, like, he do? What he do for a living?
I don't want to say.
Well, you don't have to say. What is it similar to the way that, does he do social work? Does he do something in sports? Does he do recreation? Is he a corporate person?
No, it's more of like a music. Like, he shoots music videos.
Oh, he shoots music videos.
He has a production company. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, what he's doing is living a fantasy through these rappers. If he's saying that shit is not selling, that's what you want to hear. You know, you don't know, because without rappers, like, I don't hear Kendrick Lamar talking about that constantly. I don't hear J. Cole rapping about that constantly. I hear Drake. He'll get a little froggy, but for the most part, Drake is not talking about that.
But it's like they were like one in a billion. It's like they can only do that.
Yeah, they're anomalies.
Like,
why are they the only ones that can do it?
Because they just came in, like, they just weren't.
Yeah, you don't talk like that. We talking about multi-millionaires, most successful. We talking about staples in the game. And the reason why is the low-hanging fruit is the robbing, killing, and stealing, and let's get it. That's the low-hanging fruit. The low-hanging fruit is, hey, I know you like this shit. I know you like crack. I know you're going to show.
Then
I know you're going to blow
that shit.
I'm going to keep feeding this shit.
I'm going to keep fucking up your mind. Okay.
The record label's like, cool.
Yeah.
If y'all want to do this little hip-hop culture genocide, please keep rolling
do
with
it.
It. Yeah, keep rolling with it. We good with that. So we don't need to, yeah, we don't, and speaking of that, you know, we got some lighthearted rap beef. I don't know how far one person would take it versus this person, but we talking about two very disrespectful people that's going to be talking towards each other, and I'm talking no other than the Pusha T and Jim Jones beef. Jim. Now,
balling.
So probably about a month ago, Jim Jones was on a blog. And it was really not like a blog. It was one of the like little live Instagram, like quick little clips and shows. And what happens is you get caught up on different pods. Mm-hmm. So they interview him. They ask him, is Pusha T should be on the top 50? For some reason, I don't know how his
top
name 50
came of what, though?
It, top, like, 50 top 50 rappers of all time.
Rappers of all time? Or was it just like
rappers of all time?
Rappers who made an influence.
Or influence. Yeah, it might have been influence. Or okay. Our top 50. But either way, Pusha T in both of them.
Yeah.
To me.
50. Where? If you don't mind me asking. Take your time. I don't know.
It's probably in the 30s.
That was
maybe
a good
the 20s or 30s.
That was a good one.
Yeah, but you can't discount him out of at the all. 50. Yeah, nah. Like you just can't do that. Yeah,
you gotta let the people decide that shit.
And she's talking about he don't get fly. I'm like, Jim, you not in the top 50. Like, ain't no way to be in top 50. But Jim and they moving what they had with the Dipset. You know what I'm saying?
Jim himself?
Jim by himself is not in. It's Jim's not, nowhere yeah. even over Cameron.
Right. Cameron made it. He ain't even touching
Juelz's pen. Juelz got his own style and everything.
I feel like Juelz had more hits, like for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So it's kind of going down. Let me see if it's let's see if I got a little bit of that. What's going on? Oh, that's the wrong goddamn button. Let me get this
be
shit
like
going.
That sometime.
Uncle said, nigga, you must be sick. Let's just get rich. Choke my neck, nigga, and ice my bitch. Beat the system with chains and whips.
They gonna talk that luxury rap too, though, so you gotta keep up with it.
You run from the spirit of repossession. Too much enamel covers your necklace. I buy bitches, you buy them sections. You buy watches, I buy collections. Misery's fueling your aggression. Jealousy's turned into obsession. Reality TV is mud wrestling. Some sign checks I know better than. Beware of my name that there's delicate.
Ooh.
You know I know where you're delicate. Mm. Crush you to pieces, I hum a breath of it. I will close your heaven for the hell of it.
Ooh, that's Push. Hey. Nah, in that push, disc, it's a little bit longer, but he pushing that piece. And not only that, though. He talking that shit.
He talking that shit. Jim Jones is not doing that.
I don't know. Hello.
What do
you, rebuttal? I mean, it's got to be a rebuttal in there.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie.
Ooh, he was the same.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm kind of disappointed, nigga. But listen here, before you drop that, well, before you drop this shit, let me give you some inspiration, cause you lacking, homie. That shit was trash, we gon' let them get a do-over. They got you gas, you must think that you the new hover. You a 4.0, nigga, I jumped in a new Rover. Your brother still jumping in bed and you tell him move over. These two roach niggas don't know what they're doing, no raid. Kanye get you whiffed, but that's what they do to the slaves. You trying to act bad, but we ain't doing charades. I really have bombs on the block, just like I threw a grenade.
What you need?
Don't got no time to be concerned with no watch you got. You never been uptown by now, work up by the poppy spot. Trying to get illusions when you run up in the Aki spot. By 5,000 bottles, we turn around and get a choppy chop. I spent 500,000 down at Mazda spot. I got a half a million car with the bras on top. And fuck their flowers, we got roses with the stars on top. I make a toast with my jewels, really? Like the Mazda top. My name is my name, but they ain't screaming yet. They talking about the rapper came, but we ain't seen it yet. We got the switches on their bitches, your whole team get wet. But let me chill, cause I don't wanna get my team upset.
Ooh. Ooh. Hey, he rapping like he needs some money.
Nah,
or like
Jim,
he desperate like
Jim,
not
Jim
like,
rapping like he don't want to get blown out of gym. Like you got to come like, correct woo, with that job. Yeah,
okay, yeah, okay. So. I still think Pusha T was saying.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's saying it's a little bit more deep seated.
But that Jim was just riding.
But Jim ride though, like for his level of artistry for what he does.
Yeah,
that's a win for him. Like
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Jim came back and like, hey, I'm holding. But it gets very very tricky when it comes to Jim because you know. You know what Push gonna go after next, right?
What he gonna do? What he gonna do, my dog?
Coming off that reputation. You know that all that stuff that you know, a lot of people tend to forget when they played all those tapes when he was talking to the homeboy about getting up with Tekashi. Now he was talking about catching up with Tekashi and talking about, hey man, Tekashi need to be straightened out. He got some shit going on. Hey, I need y'all to put some boys on him. Everything. The feds got all this taped.
Okay. So
Jim ain't touch a jail cell. He didn't touch a courtroom.
Oh,
he didn't touch a station.
Okay.
How is everybody around you? How do all the kings and queens men fall down and you stay?
It's crazy that you brought. I forgot all about that.
Come
shit.
On now.
That shit crazy.
All
how
shit.
Did? How did he? How did you, Jim?
Who knows? But it's not my business, though. No? I'm a civilian.
That's it.
It's not my business.
It's not.
But if y'all can, if y'all want to see something entertaining, I like to push a T and Jim Jones. As long as they keep it all rap,
yeah,
and just all jabs. Rap. But Jim, you know, he was already talking greasy on you know, I think he pulled up on Joe Budden's show and he was just basically saying that you know, don't he warned Pusha T about being disrespectful. He was like, don't be disrespectful, because if you be disrespectful, you're gonna have to play the game. He was like, he was talking to Pusha T. He was like, who gonna spin the block for him?
Wait,
Pharrell?
I thought Jim Jones started this. So Pusha T started this shit?
Nah, Jim Jones started like, when, you know, Pusha T is known for, you know, ever since he destroyed Drake in that one rap battle, people are like, that's the boogeyman. Like, he like, don't say nothing disrespectful, I'm going to catch up with your ass.
Oh, right, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, they look at Pusha T like.
Like that, like, okay.
Because, you know, ever since Pusha T talked about whatever, talked about Drake everything, and his mama, his daddy, his friend dying, you know he don't give a shit.
Shit, yeah.
So right. He's going to be disrespectful. And I think he's still going to be disrespectful just for the hell of it. I think he was like, how dare you tell me what
I can and can't do.
You just talked about my brother. You just said his brother was on. He just basically said his brother was on drugs at one time.
Right.
Psh, bro, how you going to stop me from saying what the fuck I got to say?
You think that's too much pride?
Yeah, fuck pride. Stand this is rap. Man, right? This is rap hip hop battle. Gotta, yeah. Keep that shit on wax. Keep that shit out the street. Whoever lose, don't be salty. Keep that shit out the street. I mean, of course, I got my money on Push, but I think Jim got a puncher's chance. Like, he's not bullshitting, but, like, you know,
you push. Feel like rappers should comment on other rappers, like, as far as, like, top 50 like that? Like, you think it should, like, just be up to, like, us, like, up to the people? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like this. I feel like free speech is really free, but it's not free in the sense of what you would think. You can say whatever you want to say, but the consequences of what you say is always going to pop
always
up on you. You can say whatever you want to say. Nobody can admonish you. Nobody can do what. But just know they carry consequences. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like dealing with, like, you know, people get nervous around people like, oh, I think they might be a racist, or I might say the wrong thing. I feel like racist people should be able to say what they want to say, whatever they want to say.
Yeah.
Because one thing about it is, I like to know my enemies when I come in the room.
Right. That remind, yeah.
I like to know my enemies. I like to, hey, if you got a problem with me and you making it be known, and you know I don't rock with you like that, let me tell you something. I respect my enemies, you know, respect your enemies and fear your friends. I say that shit all the time. I've said that shit to another part of mine. Respect your enemies. Admire your enemies. Fear your friends, because your enemies is going to remain your enemies.
It's going to remain your enemy. Listen, and, like, I'm so glad you said how you should let a racist speak his mind, because that reminded me of a YouTube video and I just pulled it up. This black man, he went to the most racist town and was talking to a racist and was getting basically, like, all the information. Like, how do you feel about, and he was, the white dude was just saying a whole bunch of just racist shit. Like, dude was like, do you like rap music? He was like, I love rap music. Makes y'all kill each other. And, like, he was just kept interviewing him. Like, I really want to play it. Like, that's crazy. If you can find a good clip from it,
that's basically what it is. Is just, you know, racist people gonna say whatever they want to say. You gotta let people say whatever they want to say, but just know it's free speech, but it don't come without consequences. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can call me the N-word to my face. You can call me and say, hey, nigga, I don't like the way you got down. You can say whatever you want to say. Just know I can be like, I respect what you said, but I have to punch you in your goddamn face. There's no other way. There's no other way.
Speaking of punching in the face, man.
What?
You already know what I'm finna bring up next. That woman, I don't even know her name. Everybody just knows a woman got punched in the face by a man. You know, of course, they was not a...
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, let me break it in.
Let me break it in. We're going to say
what.
So in Chicago, like, we had recently that it was a woman. I don't know her name. It was a young woman, older woman, so to speak. I think she was a middle-aged woman. She was in Chicago, and apparently they was at a restaurant or some type of little fast food joints with the bulletproof up, or a store. I think it might have been a gas station. Either way it goes, she got into an argument with a man, another black male that was there. He actually told her, if you say one more thing to me, I'm going to punch your ass in the face. Mm. And she was just like standing her ground and was like, let me tell you something. No matter what a woman says to you verbally.
She wasn't even yelling. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's not even yelling, but she was probably destroying him verbally. And he kept telling her like, hey, warn her. Listen, the consequences of doing what he does is what happened. So he warned her that he would hit her if she keep talking. She kept talking. He hit her in the face, slapped her a couple of times.
On his grandma. He said on his grandma.
On his grandma, he slapped and hit the girl. The lady, some type of way, they said they found through the text message, even while they was arguing, she told the boy to go get his gun. Go get her gun out the car. Told him where was that through text message. He went out there and got it. Came back and posted up by the door. Before he knew it, he saw. Yeah, they showed him going. They seen it. They showed him at the door.
The text message.
Yeah, they said no. They didn't show the text message. They said it was text messages.
I don't know. They're free though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it's still true. It's the truth because it wasn't used in a criminal past. I believe she texted her son while she was arguing with this aggressive man. Hey, go get my gun real quick.
As she has a right to maybe. Not maybe, but defend herself.
Yeah, not only that, he has a right to defend his mother. He's seen his mother getting slapped out. I don't care what man. She says. She can call them all type of bitches, punks, whatever it is like that. Now, do it just some men out here, women, ladies that will knock you the fuck out if you keep talking crazy to them? Yes. Is there consequences for you doing that to let a woman edge you on to knock her the shit out just from her talking verbally to you? Yes, the consequences is her son comes back and kills you. Not only did he shoot you in the store with magnificent aim. I don't know if she's raising
well,
little Rambo or what.
Like, you know what I'm
when
saying?
When he kept going, when he ran out, she said, shoot him again.
Did she?
That's what they say.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, she said, go ahead and finish him off.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, but he did. I don't know where he got him off.
Too.
I don't know if it was a little angel or a devil on his shoulder. What? He finished him straight out.
Man, he didn't try to. He imagine me. Can I try to do you like that real quick?
Like what?
On my grandma.
Oh, talking about hit me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't get him in.
Okay. It was like that, though. Hard.
Yeah, you were that close. Like, talking about, oh, my grandma, man. And
like, she wasn't even, to me, when I saw the video, she wasn't even like that irate for a man to want to, like, I can understand that she was like, bitch ass nigga, pussy ass nigga, or in his face like that. Like, you know.
Let me tell you something that turns some men off the wrong way, and I've dealt with women like this. She has a condescending tone. And the tone
like, don't get mad. Like just
she don't get mad, but she says little stupid. Slick shit. Yeah, to try to make you like, I don't know why you acting like that. You still a bunk. You still a bitch ass. And they don't, the emotion don't move them. But then at the same time, you gotta look at how would emotion move you. Well, you might be different, but I'm talking about the average woman is gonna try not to be irate and make this man punch the shit out of him. Mm-hmm. They might still say some slick shit, but they're not gonna get in his face like "I wish you would" type shit.
Right.
Some women just know better than that, and they try to get away or move away. Some women feel like they can battle, and especially if they see other men around. See, the worst part about it is why she was arguing and fussing with this man.
Right.
When they start seeing it escalate, the man hurry up and got out the store.
The older man could
have came up and protect her.
The older he was, like, man, he probably was like at least 65.
Yeah, he can't do nothing with that young dude. Man, and not only he couldn't do nothing with that young dude, you in the hood, bruh.
He already seen the young dude was irate. If he acting like this over a woman, this nigga gonna kill me.
He gonna go crazy.
Crazy. Like, it was so. But this is where I get, like, my point with, like, young black man just need to analyze the situation. He got so mad that he just couldn't analyze, like, maybe she does have a son that could kill me. I got two daughters. Would I want somebody punching my daughter like this? He didn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I just want my black man to just sit back and relax and just, like, analyze, like, before they turn to aggression.
Right.
Because it's not about, like, I don't know if he thought he was going to get a strike for punching a woman like that, but.
Right. Well, let me ask you a question. Let me just ask you a separate question. Being from your stance, and I know your background and just how you built and the type of person you are.
Right.
If a man was to happen to steal off on you like that with other men around, not saying you can't hold your own. I know you. I know what you can do.
Right.
And I know certain Negroes better be wet.
Right.
But if a man gets the best of you in front of the other men, how do you feel about that getting up or you know what I'm saying, having to take your lumps from that.
Yeah, I've had that. It hasn't happened like that because the men I was with handled that. But then they handled me afterwards because I was at a stage where I was extremely aggressive because I was trying to prove, like, right, I'm a woman, but I'm an alpha. I'm a man. Like, you know, I was kind of going through like an identity thing.
Right.
And so I was overly aggressive to try to prove my aggression. And so I got smart with a bouncer. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he slammed me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then my homeboys had got involved, did whatever. And then afterwards, they was just like, T, stop that shit. Like, right, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be like, and I was like, I was drunk, but they was like, no, we know you. You be trying to fight us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so.
You think you still deal with that now, or is that something that just happened back in the day?
I've definitely calmed down as far as like my aggression, trying to prove that I'm aggressive. And another thing that I've calmed down on is actually like being hit on by a man. That's crazy. Like, when a man used to hit on me, I used to be like, man, nigga, you must be gay.
Oh, talking about like hit on you, not hit on you like that.
No, yeah,
like,
no, oh, not like, hit on me like that. Like, damn, nah, hell no.
Who hit you, boo?
Hell no.
Who hit you, boo? Nah. What happened?
Nah,
with
but just like, you know, just to kind of turn it, you know, pivot just a little bit. But when a man used to hit on me, I used to be like, man, you must be gay. Mad, trying to fight, a real aggressive. Like, you know what I'm saying? But nowadays, I just be like, thank you. It'd be weird to me, but like I'd be like, cause what the fuck?
That's not what you told homeboy that one time. We ain't gonna talk about where it was at. I remember homeboy, we was somewhere and we ain't even gotta talk about where it was at, but we was at a location and homeboy was like, man, it's kinda crazy because you remind me of my ex girlfriend. He's a little, and then you waited till he got done talking. He was like, bro, I don't know what's your problem, but you talking to a grown man. You remember that shit?
I remember that shit now. I remember,
man,
that shit
made me laugh so hard. He was like, bro, you talking to a grown man. I don't know what the fuck to tell
you. Hey, he didn't even know what to say.
He was just looking. I was just like, bro, get your lying ass away from around here, man, with all that.
Right.
Like, come on, bro.
Come on, man. But I had to take it. I think what made me pivot from being aggressive when, like, you know, a man tells me, like, I'm beautiful or whatever, is that this older dude, he was just like, listen, nah. Country dude, you a woman and you gonna take this compliment. You a woman, you a girl, just God made you this way for a reason. You don't have to do nothing with my compliment, but you gonna take it. And I was just like, all right, pop.
Yeah,
thank you. Like, yeah, you know, you what I'm saying,
yeah,
and something, yeah,
that.
And something in me just was like, you know what, I gotta respect it and I gotta analyze the situation. What if I got aggressive with somebody, a dude, and he was just like, I'm not playing, and punch me in the face, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, on some strong shit.
Yeah,
like a nigga I don't want to get punched in the face by, more or less. Like, more or less, you know,
you
what,
know
I'm
what I'm saying? Like,
so I kind of dig, like, what I be saying is like, you gotta respect people. Like, and I want to talk about just a little bit, like, even with the sexual preference of men and women, like, and I'm glad you talked about that, because I want to pivot into, like, this happened a couple weeks back, and I know a couple people talked about it or whatever. It talked a while back when Floyd had that pay-per-view fight, and you could see Jocelyn fighting on a girl, but you saw her assistant, who was obviously, you know what I'm saying, gay or whatever, it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
You see him steady trying to jump in and hit the girl too.
No.
Yeah. So sometimes I've seen like a situation where it's like, you know, homosexual men, they get so amped up and be so much in the feelings of a woman that they feel like, I can fight this girl.
But can you say that? Because why did that heterosexual male feel like he can fight that woman? You can't, like, just.
Nah, you can't do that. Yeah, he wasn't heterosexual.
You know what I'm saying?
He was the dude that was helping Jocelyn?
No. The dude that punched the woman
in the
face.
Yeah, so,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
So you can't just say, like, you know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, under no circumstances, what their sexual preference is, there's no reason for a man to hit a woman where she identifies as a lesbian, as a woman who like other women. Mm. Same thing with men who identify they like other men, or whatever it is like that. And they like other, you know, whatever like that. The only time it's acceptable is, but no, it's just not acceptable. And even, let me tell you something, even you men who identify as women now, bro, it's, we already know you the heavyweight champ still, bro. It's still going to take like another dude to go ahead and put you down. We know about physics and science. Like, people like to skip past that and they want to go into a mind control. I know it's 2023. Mm-hmm. I know y'all want to be identified, like, I know y'all had a situation where they was talking about in some state that they was mad that they couldn't put tampons in the boys' restroom too. That's like,
what is a boy doing with a tent? Like, they just want the image.
And this shit's got so liberal and so crazy to the point where y'all think that, you know, that God made mistakes. Like, that's what it comes down to. When they say God made mistakes, and I'm not talking about God made mistakes in terms of, like, it's not my job to tell you if you're going to heaven or hell. All I'm saying is, if God made you a man, I mean, why would he mistake you as a woman? If God made you as a woman, and this is my personal opinion, it doesn't have to be right. You can think about whatever you want to think about.
For sure.
That has nothing to do with your sexual preference. Who you lay down with is none of my business.
Right.
But what you identify is funny as fuck. I'm sorry. That's why Chappelle gets so much slack about this shit. Mm. Your sexual preference is cool. I don't give a damn who you deal with. Mm-hmm. But when you want to pretend to be something else that you're not, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I could tell my boss I identify as trans late. He was like, what the fuck that is? I think I'd be late, but really I'd be early. This is what I identify as.
But you can't really say, like, this is where I kind of got to step in, like, pretend no, because I really felt like I was supposed to be a boy, but I eventually, like, you know, accepted that and believed that God don't make mistakes.
I respect that. Would you
so I don't want to say pretend. Pretend is a strong, like, you know what I'm saying? Right. But, I mean, that's your opinion. You feel me?
Like, I'm just talking about in terms of, like, I think I was talking about more of like the men turning into women, and even the women that turn into men, they get the facial hair and everything else like that. Once you say you identify as a man, that's what I'm saying. Like,
there's boundaries, right?
Oh yeah, it's boundaries. Once you identify as a man, you can get knocked the fuck out by anybody moving,
right?
Because you identify as a man. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Like, I've seen some trans men. I don't know. They got the beards and everything. Like, I can't tell unless you got a real soft face.
But that's where it gets tricky. Like,
for who? For them? I'm gonna punch the shit out you.
That's where I feel like there should be boundaries. Okay, if I decide to become a man, I'm not about to say like I identify as a man and I can beat you up until I am fully testosterone out. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some men, you know, identify as like, I'm gay and I'm a woman, but they don't, like, you know, go through the estrogen process and all that stuff like that. But
that's cool.
And that's cool, but that's where the boundary is. Okay, you identify as a woman, but you're still not, you still can't.
You had to transform, yeah.
Yeah, you still can't put your hands on it, because, like, even though you see yourself, your body says something different. You're strong. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't know, man. It's
what you
it's
think? Real Do you tricky. Think the rules should be different for trans men?
Like, as different as, like, how?
Well, like, you know, if they get into it with a dude and the dude's still off on them, should it be looked at as him hitting a woman? Or should it be looked at as him hitting a man, right?
Yeah, except if, like, they're fully, if they're fully, like, they cut it off.
No.
Like, you know.
Not a trans woman, a trans man. You know what a trans man is?
Like, me trying to be a man.
Yeah. You ain't got no dick to start off with. You ain't had to cut off nothing. You might cut off the titties.
Yeah, but like, I can take hormones to get me
strong. Like, you can get your hormones. And you can start getting steroids, like, yeah, and get strong and all that good shit.
Yes, and if I'm like that, then
all bets
if
off.
If I get beat up, I ain't gonna say I'm a girl. I'm technically a girl. Hell no.
I respect that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I respect that. That's all I be asking. Like, I be trying to make sure how the rules go, because I don't like to get too deep in it. But it's a cultural phenomenon, so we can't escape around it. So you know,
I'm not even like that now. Like, I really feel like I have enough strength to beat up a dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've done it. So if I was to try to beat up a man and I get beat up, I'm not pressing charges on him. I'm not screaming that I'm a woman. I feel like I can handle a man, so I better be able to handle what a man does or decides to do. You know what I'm saying? That's really how I feel.
So do younger men, like, say, slick pickup lines to you, like you were saying earlier?
You said what?
Do younger guys or guys around your age, do they say slick pickup lines?
No, it's more so the older men. I think the older men,
they
are,
refuse to roll with it.
Yeah, the older men are like, yeah, you got a coochie. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care how you're trying to dress. You still got titties and a horse. I still poke something in there. That's how they kick it. Like, the younger dudes, like, you know, they probably more look into the Instagram models. Like you got to be a bad bitch with a fat ass to be pretty. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but
it's the average chicks, I'm gonna tell y'all something like this.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, these Instagram models, they really don't be that fine as far as them, but they really keep themselves up. I know big girls and all kind of shit that keep themselves up on Instagram and really stay strong and solid for what they want to do. Like, and I'm not saying big girls. I know real, real slim girls that don't really have too much of what y'all got going on that keep themselves very classy and good looking. And then y'all so intimidated by these girls on IG, man. You can, everyone's beautiful and beauty is only in the eye of the beholder. But if you're not preparing yourself to put your best foot forward every day, you got competition.
Right.
They out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. It's summertime, man. It's summertime in Atlanta, too. It's so hot. But it's yes. You already know how it goes down. I don't know if y'all ever been here. I should make, I really want to write a book called Summer in Atlanta 1 year, man. I can remember, like, this before a lot of y'all even knew what was going on. But the summer of 98 for me, was it 98, between 98 and 99?
Right.
Was probably some of the craziest years I've ever been through.
I wish I
would
have been able to. I was like 9 years old at the time.
Man, 98, 99, Atlanta was just, How old were you? It was a movie. I was like 18, 19 years old. It was a movie.
Damn.
Yeah, I know, right?
You that much older than me?
Try to give me the Kevin Hart down. Hey, that was funny. I'm much older than you, man. Like,
nigga, I was
I'm
8 years old.
I'm showing my age right now, but yeah, I come from the crunk area. I come from the area like, hey, nigga, when you go outside, we gonna beat your ass. Or if you and your homeboys want to go against me and my homeboys, we gonna beat your ass.
Yeah.
But see, now all they promoting in the hip hop culture is, bro, when I see you, I'm gonna shoot you. When I see you, I'm gonna kill you. Like, we treat lives like now, ladies, now. So we just twist them up, take them out the wrapper, and throw them away when we done with it. And it just shouldn't be like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with it. I'm not gonna agree with it. Yeah, I'm one of them old dudes now talking about, like, oh man, y'all, you're killing your own people on some New Jack City shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But y'all got to stop. We got to pivot and do something different. So, I mean, that's just what it is. But, see, I appreciate you bringing that up, because you was talking about something that, as far as, like, you know, men and how they treat, and just the new culture of how they treat people with the LGBTQT. Am I saying it right? And sometimes why?
LGBTQ.
Okay, LGBTQ. Yeah. So, yeah, as I call them, the Alphabet Boys, made popular by the homeboy Chappelle. So, I mean, that's my only thing, and I don't know. That's it on that. So y'all make sure y'all leave comments on this, because this is something that we kind of touch in and out.
Touch in and
every so often. And going in. So anyways, on another pivot, just a quick pivot real quick again. We talk about some music. I see that the new the Gunna dropped, of course. I dropped a couple of weeks, but then right after that, this past week, the Young Thug dropped. I like both albums. I feel like they both just doing just building a wall for YSL, because, you know, believe it or not, Gunna still signed under YSL, and this is just rap culture, in case y'all don't know.
Do you think that they talked about this? Like, hey, bro, I'm about to drop an album.
But who
it's
knows?
It's gonna be hot if you drop one, because nobody's heard from Thug. About how, you know what I'm saying, about how he feel
apparently
about
Drake
the Gunna situation.
He heard,
like,
from him. On the album, you can hear him. He talking to different people.
Oh yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, I haven't listened to the album. I haven't done my due
it's
diligence.
Tough.
I'm
you
over here
like
on Gunna, you know what I'm saying? But I haven't even.
It's a tough album. I kind of like tough. It. Y'all go check it out. It's tough. I mean, for what tonight. Y'all have, I mean, so sonically, I'm not really on. Like, I like Thug, and I like when he's having fun. It's all this is melodic to me. It's not real strong rap for me. It's just more melodic. You know, melodic, kind of like that little Uzi Vert thing. Speaking of that, man.
Hold on real quick. Wack 100 said something about the Gunna album, and I kind of agree. He said if Gunna would have focused more on just the music aspect and not trying to get at the people who, like, you know his allegations and all that stuff, it would have did way better. And I kind of agree with that. I don't even like Wack.
Yeah, I don't like Wack either.
But, like, I kind
Wack,
of agree
Wack
with,
right,
like,
about some things. He'll get it right.
But what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to give you.
But he managing Game. Game can't sell shit no more. He's out of the game. So Game can't sell. The Game can't sell what Gunna. Like, Wack butt his head in everybody. Motherfucking business. I just can't understand. But I understand what Wack's saying.
You
got to
stay relevant.
Whack,
that's his way
of
staying
shit,
relevant,
man.
I guess.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
But anyways, moving on past that, what I was saying is, I know you did catch, a glimpse of JT? We skipped right over at the BET Award. JT and Lil Uzi Vert getting into it. Did I do it right? Yeah, he was doing all the little dance shit. Did you catch him getting into it? So what I seen was she threw the phone at him and she tried to say, like, she threw the phone on him and called him all type of bitches and was trying to say somebody stole her seat and she was upset about that. Now that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
So what I gotta do with Uzi though?
Well, Uzi was Uzi, she threw the fucking phone at him because they was trying to say that he was I guess canoodling or sending text messages back and forth to Ice Spice.
Say that word one more time.
Canoodling. Yeah. You know, I got one for you. Make sure you look it up. I got one for you every. My words were friends.
You
anybody
definitely can't spell that shit right now. Who can spell canoodling?
I can't spell that shit right
spell
now.
Spell that shit, I give y'all $50.
Okay.
And then hold send up. Me the definition.
All right. Canoodling, I think it's K. I mean, not K. I'm already going to fuck it up. It's C A N O L D I N G.
Lil Uzi Vert was canoodling.
It's canoodling. And he was fucking around anyway. He was fucking around with Ice Spice and sending her text messages and shit back and forth. And they say JT got caught glimpse of it, got mad, said some slick shit, and said, "Don't ever play with me like that." And like just being ratchet. And I think JT's biggest problem is like she's only get fame from these type of viral moments when she's acting up or getting into it. You know, of course, you know, Young Miami don't even affiliate herself with that, but well, I don't know. Young Miami had got into some ratchet shit a couple years ago.
Like she didn't do it on purpose. She just saw some shit and got hyped. Like,
well, yeah. But at the same time, you don't get hyped. Like, you got to control yourself.
Analyze the situation.
Right? Yeah, that's the situation. You got to control yourself. Both of them short as fuck too. I didn't know. I didn't know they were so little though. They so like
both
they
got
like
that complex probably.
Two little midgets fighting, like, bro. Like,
I don't even think he.
I gotta say, little people. I think I can't keep saying midgets. Yeah, I don't think you got two little people fighting. Two doors.
You think he angry? I think he just be wanting to dance all the time.
I think that nigga didn't throw the ring away in Muldar or whatever the fuck he's supposed to do. So the fact that he didn't make it to the throw the ring away, this shit all coming back on him. Lord of the Rings face. That was a Lord of the Rings show. I know y'all missed that shit. That was some nerdy shit. So anyways, moving on past that, the NBA draft happened. Good draft. Of course, you know. Yeah, it was pretty good. Victor Wembanyama, 7'5", moved like a guard,
I
could do
he was
everything.
But
nah, he's 7'5". You ain't never seen him.
I just still thought he was just 7 foot.
7'5", bro. Moving like that though.
Y'all said
that's a unicorn. They the average.
Virgo.
Yeah, whoever seen this, y'all seen it. Whoever in the sports, y'all seen it. If not. Hey, y'all go check him out, man. He seems to be the one. He went to number one pick, Victor Wembanyama. He went to the Spurs. So y'all check him out. If y'all into sports like that, we're gonna kinda go from there.
He chose not to play for his country. You think that's right?
What you mean chose not to play for his country?
Not his country. He declined to play with France
for the NBA?
For the World Cup.
Oh, he don't want to play with them this year?
No,
he's getting ready for the NBA. He's getting ready for his rookie year. Why get hurt?
I know that's right.
Why get hurt? You stand to make millions upon millions upon millions. No use to get hurt.
I got that wrong. I said his country. I really thought meaning that he was from.
He is from France.
He is. Okay. Woo.
Yeah, he's from France.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I thought I got it.
Nah, yeah, you good. Tony Parker is like his mentor.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons
Bonjour.
That's how you know it was all set up for him to go to Spurs.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah, cause Coach Pop probably was gonna retire.
Yeah,
he probably would've retired if it wasn't for all that. So
you need another spark,
Coach Popovich, for what y'all know. So anyways, went on, boy, y'all to with the NBA shit, cause I know it ain't nothing much on with sports except baseball. Braves doing well. I don't give a fuck.
I done lost a couple bets on them. I don't.
On the Braves?
Well, just individual players.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't really know baseball like that, so it's probably my fault.
Yeah, you just ran out of sports. You got to wait for football season. I only bet on shit I know. Football and basketball. I don't bet on the other shit. I can't fuck with it. No, can't fuck with it at all. Nope. So anyways, though, like I said, we wanted to give y'all another strong episode. Oh, we wanted to come back out the block. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate.
So
nah, it be taking a little while, but quality. Like, let me tell you the truth, man. Like, me and T-Will, what we trying to build here and do with y'all, we want quality out here. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. We've done pods before. We're like, you know what? That wasn't our best pod. We're gonna try to redo it again. We want to make sure we put out the best product. Right. Yeah, we starting out early. Trying to do different things, trying to get y'all to come on board. We need y'all to comment, subscribe. If you rock with me, comment and subscribe to the YouTube page.
That's right.
YouTube. Can you please shout out the YouTube page for them, T-Wheel, for me?
YouTube, that's part of it, podcast.
and what they need to do on there.
Click, subscribe, like, comment. Let us know. We gonna respond, man, right?
We
gonna back.
Respond to all of you that. What we I got
mean?
Going
like,
on?
Your opinion matters. Your comments matter. All of that matters. Like, you know what I mean? We do this because we love it and we want to hear y'all. You know what I'm saying? So just let us know, man. It's a type of therapy too, man. Like, whatever y'all are feeling like, say that shit to us, man. We'll
rock it back for y'all, man.
Yeah,
like, we gonna make it happen for y'all, man. We do all this for you. Like, this is for the love, man. We doing all this for the love, and we love doing it. So we gonna sign out again. That's about all I have. We gonna keep this going. Hey, T Wheel, I appreciate it.
For sure.
Another one gone. Let's do it. I think this episode episode 14.
14.
We knocked 14 out of the box. So let's make this happen, man. Hey, y'all enjoy, man. Hope y'all enjoy the show. Let's keep going.
Let's go.